I'm just seeing if you can be here in a very simple way. Whatever's happening in this moment, it belongs. It's part of nature. And there's sounds they'll be hearing. When there's light and forms, they'll be seeing. In the mind, they'll be thinking, emotions, everything that happens in body and mind are part of nature, conditions coming together in this moment. Feels like this. As the mindfulness gets more stable over the hours and days, we can get more familiar with our experience. It becomes clear what's being known. Sensations in the body, confusion or clarity in the mind. Perhaps vibrations in the body, stabbing, piercing, painful places, contraction. We can get to know how the mind is relating to the experience. How does the mind relate to what's happening, to what's being known? We can use any experience that's happening to support a moment of knowing. Any experience can support knowing. And it can reveal the tendencies of the mind to react, to get entangled, to be identified with what is simply arising as nature. With what changes moment to moment. remembering to check how much energy or effort is being put in. Finding that balance between being relaxed and being interested. Is the mind interested? And is there a sense of allowing? Just observing the nature of things. Experiences can be difficult or vague, confusing or clear. Allowing the knowing to be simple. Simply being present, using our wisdom, wise perspective, that there's just this moment that's happening. It feels like this. Can I be with this? This feeling, this fear. This mindfulness, the nature of the mind that gets distracted and returns to mindfulness. Just discovering the way things are moment to moment. No need to fix or change anything. But learning how to watch, how to observe. So at this point in the retreat, there's usually been at least a few more moments of mindfulness, even if it's just a handful of moments, which has probably been more than that. First off, we could say it's a success. We've already had a successful retreat. So I want to just say, well done. The retreat has been a success if you've had even one more moment of mindfulness. Because we could say, really, no moment is wasted. Because when we really see the nature of the mind as being this conditioning process that's always changing, always being formed, some habit, some groove is being laid down. So any moment that we wake up is changing the nature of the mind. So even a moment is precious in the long kind of arc of our journey in our life. And so at this point, you might feel sometimes the momentum is settling in. The mind might be a little bit tighter at times. And one of the things that can happen is we start to become a little bit more sensitive or aware of things that we've been maybe pushing aside or avoiding or suppressing. And this is really right practice. You know, when we're not needing to avoid or control the experience, we're really learning how to turn towards experience with right view and see it as simply this mind and body reality. This is what's arising. Can I be with it? I used to ask myself that question a lot. Can I be with this? Is it okay to feel confused or ashamed or depressed? And when I really acknowledge that it's just this feeling, a state of mind that's arising right now, and I can look at it, I can actually start to turn towards whatever's there with some interest, and beginning to learn about the places that have normally been operating in the shadows, maybe pulling a lot of the strings, like the puppeteer behind us pulling the strings of our life, our mind and body. So the real power of wisdom, of right view, gives us that capacity, the courage to look at something that previously was overwhelming because it was entangled with our sense of self so deeply that it was too much to look at. Simply remembering something like there is a body. And it's here right now. This body is here. It's in this posture. And I'm seeing, and there's hearing. The mind can calm down again because it's back knowing something. It's not just caught in, let's say, the conceptualization or the entanglement of self. We're waking up from the dream. And we can really turn towards how the mind is reacting to what's arising. So I know in one of the, just now I think in the last group, is talking about fear. I just caught a little bit of it because I was in and out of the group. And just remarking about how extraordinary it is that when we come to know an emotion like fear, understand what it is, feel its texture, its nature, we understand how it maybe makes the body feel and makes the mind spin a bit. and we're no longer meeting it with aversion, we're not pushing that experience away, the power of the world to induce fear, to control us because we don't want to feel fear, that power is gone. If I'm not afraid to feel fear, then I can move into situations where fear might arise. This is what's so extraordinary about getting to know the nature of mind and body, is that anything that's arising, when it's being met simply openly, knowing its nature, we have a new relationship to that experience. And we then really see that it's not the experience, not the objects that are creating, by some law of equation, my experience, that our mind is actually contributing in the moment, moment by moment, its response. How is the mind relating? What's the reaction in the mind to what's here? This is not named so clearly in the Dhamma, but in a way, when we look at what is the real cause of suffering, it's named as being craving or wanting or clinging or identifying to the mind and body experience. So that's a relationship that the mind is having to experience. So the Buddha is really talking about the mind's relationship. How does it respond to experience? So inside I was talking about checking the attitude. This is really the place that we discover, how is the mind caught? How does it get entangled? How does it not see the nature of what's there, simply for what it is? And we need to visit that again and again to get familiar with what's happening. So even though it might seem sort of simple to check and see what's the attitude of the mind, I'm basically looking at the mind's relationship to whatever experience that's coming up. And that reveals these very deep tendencies to try and reject and push away things we don't like and try to hold on to the things that we want, or to go unconscious around the things that bore us we don't notice. Yeah. Great light. I feel like we're in a spotlight. And then since I felt like that was a bit heavy and intense, also the practice should be playful, so that the mind and heart feel really light, like to play and explore and experiment in the practice. You know, so we're really just visiting our experience in a way that's a discovery. It's not to get it right, it's to see and learn. So then it's just no pressure. That's how we're going to learn. And that's also how we're going to stay interested for the rest of our life in this practice. Not try and do it all in one sitting. This is a whole process of learning how to live life well. Okay, thank you for your practice today, all of your energies and effort. And may all of these many, many moments that occurred during the day that were skillful and wholesome, may they be shared with all beings in all the directions, near and far, seen and unseen. May all beings be well. May they be free from all types of suffering.